Thursday, April the 3rd, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. I think Jennifer will be around, but the power has gone out on her home line, so there's no connection. Wow, he's out. You had all kinds of trouble there. There's so much going on here today. I want to get right at it. The four dead shooting in Fort Hood, Texas. More news from Chile on the earthquake. But the best news of the day so far that I have seen is the story of Willard Scott getting married. I get it. Willard Scott, who's 80 years old, tied the knot yesterday with his longtime girlfriend Paris Kina. They're living together in Fort Myers. He still shows up on the Today Show, doesn't he? With regularity, I think, not just from time to time, is some regular appearance. I know I've seen him here and there. He's so beloved and such a wonderful guy. I've been around him a couple of times. I've been around him three or four times. Once an interview, he was here in Washington. Well, he used to live in Washington, close by. And I remember sitting in the studio interviewing him, and I said something about his toupee. And he took it off and threw it at me. That's what I best remember Willard Scott. Then I met him again at the broadcast awards ceremony. He and I sat together at the same table. And exactly what you would think Willard Scott is about is exactly who Willard Scott is. Absolutely fantastic guy. Anyway, so congratulations. Willard Scott marries his girlfriend who he's been with for 11 years. So that's a nice thing, I guess. You want to... What is it that they say? Make an honest woman out of her. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the discussion of the four dead, 16 wounded. I'm coming around to, after having gone through this, most of you, I'm sure, at this point, know what happened yesterday afternoon. An Iraq War veteran who had mental health problems that were known to the management, the hierarchy at Fort Hood, and they still didn't do anything about it. He left a trail of three dead beside himself, 16 wounded. What I'm reading here as sort of the twist on this for me is the news that's coming around to focusing on the woman who is the military police officer who basically was responsible for ending the shooting rampage. She confronted this gunman. She's been praised by Army commanders at the base of Fort Hood as being heroic. She was 20 feet from this guy, 34-year-old Ivan Lopez. He approached her in the parking lot of the base after he had killed these other people, apparently. The fort's commanding officer, Lieutenant General Mark Milley, said the officer drew her weapon after he reached into his jacket, pulled out a gun, and put it to his head. So she's responsible for ending the situation that could have been, who knows? Yeah, you can speculate from now until the cows come home about this thing. A lot of details about the shooting are unclear because of the chaos. There were a lot of law enforcement officials that ran there, federal, local, state, all over the place. You see some of the pictures that are on post today, and see some of the video from there. And you just say to yourself, okay, why is there another one of these at the same base in 2009 where Major Hassan shot it up and 13 were killed? He had behavioral health and mental health issues. Why? He had traumatic brain injury, taking antidepressants under exam. Why is he in a uniform? Why is he on the base? Why does he have a gun? Are those the basic questions here? 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Why does this man have a gun? Why is he on the base? Especially, well, I mean, he's not supposed to have a gun because if you're on the base now, you're not supposed to have a gun, right? So right. Whatever you find out about why he had a gun, I'm betting, well, it would stand to reason that all of these soldiers have guns. They just are not allowed to carry them. Isn't that it? I mean, all these people are going to be in the service. You need to have a gun or two or three or whatever it is. I don't even know how that works. Anybody know how it works? If you're in the military, do you automatically, you have a union that you're, I mean, a uniform you're given. Are you automatically given a gun? Is everybody in the service issued a revolver or some sort of gun? I plead complete ignorance on this because I've never been in the service and I don't know what the rules are. I never actually even thought about it until just now. What happens when you get, somebody will call, 888-302-3684. Those of you who are listening in El Paso to the program and you're at the base there, what's the requirement, what's the rule, what's the routine when you muster in? If that's what I know, it's mustering out, whether it's mustering. When you get in, you go through basic training. Are you assigned a gun that you keep through your years of service? A revolver, handgun, rifle? What are you issued? 888-302-3684. The violence may have been sparked from some sort of soldier dispute. There's a lot of speculation. That's what it is. So all this nonsense about, I mean, you're listening to these people talk about this thing, and it's foolish nonsense, most of it, drivel. Oh, well, maybe this could have happened, or maybe that could have happened. How about we find out exactly what happened and stop wasting a lot of time talking about what may or may not have happened? I know from looking at four or five different sources here, including a lot of politicians who are trying to get in on this, It is clear to me that there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. The confrontation that escalated, I don't know why it escalated and it hasn't been made clear. You see a lot of pictures of people who waited outside the base to get back in, families who live on the base, lots of concern there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get to the bottom at least of some of these questions that I think are good for people to know, because in general it's good to have information about how our military works. I think that's important. It doesn't, well, one thing for sure, it isn't working in this case, and you hear the stories over and over again about the men and women, more men than women, because more men in the service than women anyway, who have this. And that's another, that'd be an interesting question, actually, Kenny, to pursue. In fact, when's the last time you heard of any woman who was in uniform that had post-traumatic stress disorder? Is that just surely numbers because there are so many more men who would be in active duty, but now women are allowed in active duty? So are they suffering? Are there women who have PTSD, what is it, PTSD, post-traumatic, no, PTSD, there it is. Right. So what's that story? 888-302-3684. Let me talk to every man listening to this program right now who wants to improve his life, his body, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, bad blood pressure. If you have that problem, the answer to the problem is Heart Factors Plus. It certainly will help. What's the old expression? It couldn't hurt. It will help. Heart Factors Plus is an astoundingly strong cardiovascular supplement, has effective combinations of all kinds of natural ingredients that improve your blood flow. The strongest and most important part of this is the nitric acid, which keeps your heart and your head and your muscles loaded with blood. And that's why this is good. It really is. When you think about it, healthy blood pressure levels mean your body works better. That's how your body is fed. Increased circulation throughout your body will get to the bottom of helping yourself live longer and healthier. That's what you want. That's what you get when you dial 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus now, and you'll get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil formula, brand new from Chamonix, just for trying Heart Factors Plus. So two good reasons to call 800-577-8560. Mention my name, receive that free bottle of the CoQ10 fish oil formula. This is fast, man. Well, this, the changes here in your body will be so fast. You'll feel it in your muscles. Your heart's better. As I said, everything performs much better. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellies, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. 888-302-3684. Comments, ideas, thoughts, constructive criticism. Here's Ned in Hattiesburg. We'll start with you, Ned. Please go ahead. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Yes, you'd asked earlier about what a specialist in the Army is, and it basically they equate to a corporal, but specialists are generally are not in charge of other troops. Where corporals, most corporals are in the infantry.
So what likely would be his, what would be the kind of job somebody like that would perform?
Technical, truck driver, administrative people.
Mechanics.
My son is a specialist, and he's a technical guy.
Now, where is he
he's
serving?
Also a machine gunner.
Yeah, where is he serving?
He serves at Camp Shelby here in Mississippi,
right.
And his day job is for the Department of Defense. He's a mechanic for them.
Got it.
And,
all right. So that helps us understand. I just wanted to get a pinpoint on that because I didn't know, and a lot of people I'm betting don't know if you were in the service. So thank you, Ned. Bob, El Paso, go ahead, KTSM.
Yeah, you wanted to know about weapons and what they're issued. They train with a weapon, but every time you leave from one base to another, you're issued a new weapon when you get to that base that stays at that base in its arms room.
What would be a typical... What's a typical issue? What are you given as a typical sidearm?
It depends on your mission. Most guys are issued the basic, like an M16. You might be issued a sidearm. Like a lot of the guys that go to Afghanistan and Iraq were issued both a sidearm and a rifle because you had a mission where you were in close quarters.
Mm-hmm. And is that were you in the service there? Are you stationed?
9 years. Yeah. 9 years as a second lieutenant. I was in the 101st Airborne, and then I went to Fort Bragg.
Okay. So what do you make? Give me like a few seconds on what do you make of all of these continuing problems, whether it's Fort, wherever it is, with the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, this guy here, he had reported that he had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, so what about my question? Why is he there? Why is he in uniform? Why has he got a gun?
Because he hadn't been... evaluated yet. He was
so does that mean the system?
Evaluated.
But the system doesn't work properly. If in fact he was in the system and he was in the process of being, it doesn't. If you can't recognize the problem that's that severe that quickly, then there's would seem to me anyway to be something wrong with the system. Am I right or wrong?
Well, there's a process that it has to go through. He had just started it.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
And
let me move on. Christina, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I just wanted to tell you that God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him, and not to kill each other. And anyone that thinks that they're going into war and it's going to be cool is wrong. And no wonder this guy had mental problems, because we're not supposed to kill each other.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. There's no argument there for me, Christina. Tom, you got 30 seconds. Give us your best in 30.
Okay, hey, how's it going? I was just going to let you guys know, like, when I was in, I got issued an M4 and a 9mm. And then also when I was, it depends if you're deployed or on base, you also get deployed, issued a crew server weapon. So I had a 50 cal also.
So you had three guns issued to you when you went in?
Yep.
Right. All right. That helps to have me understand the different levels and gradient levels of what you get issued. 21 after the hour. Thanks.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
CJ Harris, one of the contestants this year on American Idol, last night singing Soul Shine. Kenny, what can you tell us, if anything, about this song?
It sounds a little different. There was a song called Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers Band.
It doesn't sound like this, though.
Probably 20 years ago, but yeah.
Michael, just for the heck of it, see if you can find that song, will you? By the Allman Brothers, Soul Shine. Let's see if we can compare it to this guy. CJ Harris, and what do we have left for contestants here? About a dozen, aren't there, on American Idol?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, anyway, crank this up, see if people think it's cool or not. So let's compare this version of Soul Shine to the original by the Allman Brothers, just for the heck of it. Richie would like this. What'd you say, Ken?
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
When you can't find the light, got you through a cloudy day.
Something about a professional singer versus somebody who's a contestant on a show like American Idol. I think the expression is night and day, isn't it?
When the candle went
on. Anyway, so we'll continue off and on during the program and these moments to make reference to last night's American Idol. Also last night, we, in this portion of the program, bring you each day some of the late night comedians with bits and pieces of their monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien, who's this week doing his program in Dallas, Texas.
I learned that your governor, Rick Perry, got his degree in animal husbandry, had his own father-in-law perform his vasectomy, and in the 80s, his nickname was Crotch. As a late-night comedian, Texas, I'm begging you, please make this guy run for president, okay? We need this guy. We need him.
A lot of these poll questions don't make sense, and I'll show you what I mean in this week's... Wait, what was the question? Like, here's an example. Another poll about Chris Christie. This one shows he has a 70-point lead over Bill de Blasio.
Wow.
I mean, let's see the question. which candidate can recite the entire Denny's menu from memory. See, this, I didn't know what this poll was. Yeah. Next, John Kerry currently has a 46-point lead over Nancy Pelosi. Let's see the question. Whose face seems like it's already on money?
He does look like he's on something, right?
He does.
Looking great.
He's on something, yeah.
That's good.
After that, we have Marco Rubio with a 99-point lead over Jeb Bush.
Wow.
Let's see the question. Who yells what during a game of Marco Polo?
That means Jeb said what at least once.
No, he never said once. Maybe one time.
Yeah. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has a 38-point lead over Hillary Clinton. Let's see the question. Who is more likely to be the first female president?
We're talking to a guy from Canada earlier about the Mounties and stuff, and it turns out in the news today, an article about a pizza place in Canada now making a marijuana pizza. They delivered the first one to Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. If your kid, let me tell you something, and I don't know everything about kids, but if your kid is spending his time ordering weed pizza, chances are he's not going to get into all 8 Ivy League colleges. You know what I'm saying?
Bad news for Beyonce. Very rare to hear bad news for Beyonce, but some bad news for Beyonce. 2 women are suing Beyonce after getting trampled at one of her concerts. To add insult to injury, they were the other 2 members of Destiny's Child.
That's nasty. All right, but that one was funny. Doug and Kenny, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, what now are the chances that Putin invades East or West Ukraine?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Given Putin's aggression in Crimea and the U.S.-EU pushback, what's the chance that Russia actually goes into East or West Ukraine?
On the Eastern Ukraine, no more than 10%. On the Western Ukraine, no more than 5%. And I think that's high. One of the Baltic states, which are protected by NATO, 1% or less.
I hope I'm wrong. I think it's closer to 90% for Eastern and Western Ukraine. Putin regularly says, well, I'm not going to do this, and then he goes and does it.
Right.
I'm not going to do that, and then he goes and does it. And usually about 10 days in between those 2 actions, by the way. But if you look at what he's trying to do, his Russian bloc strategy, Ukraine is central to that because of its size, because of its economic importance. And so far, nobody's really given him a reason not to advance that plan. Baltic states, I think that's closer to about 10.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Through the issues of the day and haven't really gotten much beyond the shooting at Fort Hood. 888-302-3684. Kenny is here. Jennifer has lost the power at her house. That's an easy... You think that's really true? We're going to have to do an investigation to find out what the story is here with her. At any rate, we're here with the focus on this tragedy at Fort Hood yesterday. Three people killed. A soldier who opened fire there on the base got killed. Or he killed himself after one of the women that's in the military police. This is. Am I off base? Pardon the pun. By suggesting that this may be a story that inspires women to get into the service. The things that women are doing now that seem, you know, men who were in the service 20 years ago, women can't be in military police, women can't serve in combat roles, but yet every day you see exceptions because women ought not to be categorized as the weaker. Basically prompted the end of the killing spree. This guy opened fire in one building on the base before getting into a vehicle and firing more shots while he was driving around, and then he shot up another building to the point where I think there's 16 that were hurt, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's something like that. It's either 13 or 16 have been hurt. The commander of the base, Lieutenant General Milley, said what she did was heroic. She did her job, and she did exactly what we'd expect from Army military police. This guy had a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson semi-automatic pistol. Private firearms are not allowed at Fort Hood or probably on any other base. I'm going to guess. Let me check that out with Paul, who's listening to us on. Oh, he's not there now. Why is it people call and they can't wait for a couple of minutes? What do you think is going to happen here? You can't. It really amazes me. I'm going to get off on a little bit of a rant and tantrum here. Those of you, don't waste your time calling this program if you can't wait for a couple of minutes. Oftentimes, there'll be three or four people ahead of you. And it's disrespectful to waste the time of Michael, who it didn't make any difference to me. But why would you waste your time? I mean, unless you got someplace to go and you're in a hurry. And if that's the case, you tell Michael that you need to get on and we'll do our best to get you on. I really wanted to talk to this guy, Paul, who was stationed at Fort Bliss, which is in El Paso, another place where this sort of thing, I suppose, it could happen anywhere. But why is it happening? The question that I keep asking is, why is this guy on the base and in uniform if he's being investigated for some kind of mental disorder? And he was in the queue, he was being checked out, all of that stuff. If there's any hint, in my opinion, you can share yours certainly, if there's any hint of instability, and a soldier is in uniform, he ought to be taken out of uniform, put someplace where he's not going to be in harm's way or anybody else's way. And in this case, this was a private weapon. This was not issued by the government. It wasn't his sidearm. It wasn't the government's. It wasn't the military's gun, but it doesn't make any difference. Something's really wrong in the system that allows this sort of thing to happen. All right? And that's it. From my perspective, you got all the facts, you got all the figures, you got all the opinions. 888-302-3684. Speaking of opinions, Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. What do we have?
Just got a tweet from Anna Marie who says the shooting at Fort Hood makes me so sick to my stomach. Is this really the kind of world we live in?
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, it is. Speaking of being sick to one's stomach, here's something that makes me sick to my stomach. The way the Supreme Court has come down on campaign contributions yet again. There were limits, certain limits. We all thought that as a result of Citizens United, how many years ago was that? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? When the court on a 5-4 vote pretty much opened the floodgates, saying that campaign contributions from any source pretty much was okay because it's freedom of speech. So now a new class, an elite class of wealthy donors who have gained mounting influence. Remember that guy from Las Vegas who gave $2 million to Newt Gingrich? Adelson, that's right, yeah. So he's now, I forget who he's supporting, but he's spent a lot of dough, and he's a casino owner. So why does he, the average law, this is underscoring the loss for Americans. This is another loss for you, for America, the average American citizen who can't possibly have the influence that people who have all this money have. And yet this damn Supreme Court decision and this damn Supreme Court, it gives people who have a lot of money much more sway. You know, all these people that go back and forth on the Koch brothers, and they're starting this group and that group and the PACs and George Soros, and go through any number of people who are in this league, Adelson again. So they're just in, their freedom to give is enhanced by the decision of the Supreme Court to do away with any overall limits on how much any individual can give to any candidate and any political party. My God, the spigot for money to flow into campaigns, which already has been huge, the amount of money spent on radio and television advertising, to a lesser extent newspaper advertising, television big, radio did pretty well also during the last round of campaigning because of the additional money. So can you imagine what's going to happen to this year's midterm races? All the outside organizations that are financed by these rich donors? The Americans for Prosperity, I mean, come up with any number of them. That comes to the top of my head. Moral Majority on the other side with their stuff. The ads, expenditures totaling tens of millions of dollars. The ruling will sharply split the feelings in America, freedom of speech versus whatever. There was, I think the limit was $3.6 million. before. There are 591 donors who reached the limit on giving to federal candidates, I believe, last time around. So what do you think about this? 888-302-3684. Another question, perhaps, Kenny, for Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. A very divisive decision. Very divisive. Striking down the Watergate era limit on campaign contributions. This basically is a disassembling of campaign finance reform. They say it violates free speech. Bull. Bull. Bull.
Close.
Yeah, it was close. The decision strikes down the limit on the total amount of money wealthy donors can contribute to candidates. The fifth ruling since John Roberts became the Chief Justice and Samuel Alito joined the court that agreed with constitutional arguments challenging laws designed to blunt the influence of money in politics. The ruination. You think this country is in horrible shape now? Wait till some of these crocs throw more money to get some of these morons that have these philosophical points of view that don't agree, for the most part, with the majority of Americans in the middle. But it'll be like the Monsanto ad in California to defeat the proposition that gave people in California right to, through labels, to know what the hell they're buying for food. This is the same kind of thing. You'll mask the reality of who some person really is by a 30-second commercial on radio and television that makes him or her feel seem like the next great coming of Christ, for God's sakes. Aye. All right, I do sound angry, and I am, frankly. This really, really, really annoys me. Now, speaking of George Soros, here's some another. Isn't it talk about beating a horse? George Soros, who's one of the people behind pushing more campaign expenditures so he can give more to his. Listen, he's got his point of view and he wants people to be on his side. That's kind of the human condition. Mr. Soros is also dominating the pro-legalization side of the marijuana debate by funding a lot of grassroots initiatives that actually began in New York City. There was a network of nonprofit groups, Kenny. He spent $80 million on the legalization of pot incentive issue since 1994. He's got a foundation, and he has spent money from one of his funds to organize these groups that want alternative drug policies. His money has been supplemented by a guy named Peter Lewis, late chairman of Progressive Insurance, an unabashed pot smoker, channeled $40 million. Now, those of you who have Progressive Insurance, when you hear that, are you going to cancel your policy? That young woman who runs around in the white and she's trying to get everybody. The guy who founded Progressive Insurance was a pot smoker. Smoked pot all day long in his office. Spent $40 million of his own money to influence debates, according to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. So between him and Soros, two billionaires, they funded a lot of money to get the drug policy in our country changed so that pot can be legalized in more and more states. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684. You didn't know that was coming today, did you? What do we have? 16 before the hour, and Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellies, and Basses, or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp itch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
No, I wasn't... It's time for new Salsin Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsin Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like peach. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive was Boston.
Go on, sweetie, and jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. I'm not sure today is going to be the best good day program that you've ever heard, given the headlines. And I actually happen to be at the studio, our originating studio in Washington at Radio America. And thinking to myself, okay, we have this basic premise here on Good Day, find the good stuff and make sure that everybody knows. And I started off the hour with Willard Scott getting married and then quickly launched into the dead at Fort Hood. I didn't tell you that six people have been declared dead in the Chilean earthquake, 8.2 magnitude. I went off on the Supreme Court. There's nothing good in that news. Although there are people on the air, talk hosts you'll hear today, that will tell you that this is great. It's freedom. America depends on the freedom, and people that have a lot of money ought to be able to spend the money the way they want. And I have a hard time arguing with that in the main, but at some point there's got to be some realization on our part that this is ruining the country. I don't care whether it's part of the free speech, it's part of the Constitution or not. And you can say, well, there you go. You want to live by the Constitution? You always say you've got to live by the Constitution. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, in this case, I am and actually there are a lot of things in the Constitution that need to be reworked, and we need to have a constitutional convention and get 34 states to ratify a number of changes, including one that deals with campaign finance reform. Otherwise, the country is lost. It's pretty damn lost now. It'll be even more lost with these people on one side or another trying to influence what really, in a way that isn't truthful. All right, here's another bad one. Western Pennsylvania mom claims she heard crazy voices that told her to drown her two sons. So that's what she did. In a bathtub. All right. Nothing good there. Nobody can find the plane. There's nothing much new there. But why waste your time? U.S. is deploying a destroyer to the Black Sea as a gesture of support for the Ukraine. That's bound to calm things down there, too, right? 51 past the hour. This is Bad Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Get away from the war of ideas to something that most of us can agree is important in our lives. Technology, like it or not, it's there. It's, remember that old song, Our Love Is Here to Stay? Well, now we can sing Our Computer Is Here to Stay. Actually, I was looking yesterday at Samsung, what do they call it, Note 3? Is that right? I think they're called Note 3, Kenny, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a lot. I'm going to get a, I'm going to have, it's not a tablet. I have my iPad in front of me. That's a tablet. This is a large smartphone. It has a good size screen on it. Has lots of different things that I can use. And you know what I bought yesterday? I bought a holster. So I can put it in the holster. So I won't lose it on the farm. That'd be cool. That could be more, that could be more fun than actually having the Samsung Note 3. The holster. Got to protect that baby. Yeah. All right. And by the way, costs $60. The holster to protect it costs $60. Oof. I haven't even bought the... Bob is ordering the Samsung Note 3 for me, so I get it later on this month. But I got the holster. That's really all that counts. I can walk around with a holster. We had a laugh about something here today. Shelley Palmer, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Here today, Shelley's going to talk about some of the tablets that are good for children, and we're not talking about Gutsy Chewies either, coming right up.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Tough Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scotts.com. Then put down some Scotts Tough Builder grass seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scotts Starter Food for New Grass.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's never too soon for your child to play with a tablet. And if you think they're ready for a tablet of their own, here are some of my favorites. LeapFrog's LeapPad 2 costs less than $100 and works with all cartridge apps and games from the first LeapPad, giving you access to a massive catalog. LeapFrog also makes the LeapPad Ultra, which is a little more expensive but worth it for older kids because the Ultra feels more like a real tablet thanks to media apps and other features. The Tabio E2 from Toys R Us is a great Android device designed for kids 6 to 11. The E2 features parental controls and educational applications to make sure you know exactly what your kids are doing with the device. You can manage which apps are installed and limit usage by time or day. All of these tablets are great, and if you match the features and benefits to the intended user, it can't go wrong. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-274-5189. 1-800-274-5189. That number again is 1-800-274-5189. 5189.
You know, one of the things in technology is pretty interesting, and the number of people that we all know who have more than one phone is bad enough. We're just talking about that Samsung that I'm going to get, and I asked Bob if I could keep my regular flip phone. And he said, no, you're going to have the same number. But how many of you have more than one phone? You use one for emails, maybe business contacts, and then another one, you listen to podcasts and music. Maybe you have one that you keep in your coat pocket, another one you keep in your pants pocket, and you use the older ones for work, and you use the newer ones for your email and your messaging and your browsing and your Twitter account, all that sort of thing. How many of you use your phones that way? How many of you have two phones? Raise your hands, please. Two phones. There he is. McFadden's got two. What's the story? Have you got? You got to have big pants. Bet you'll be happy to know I have a holster for my new phone. Be very impressive. Yeah, 59 past the hour.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.